This is year two of Positive Mutations, a Devo podcast, hosted by the Fountain of Filth, Club Devo member number 1477. The show's website is luckynerd.com/Devo. This podcast is intended for a mature audience. This is Fountain of Filth, welcoming you to episode number 29, a Fountain of Filth's favorite five only show titled Taiguk Spudjang. This show features two things I love dearly, Taekwondo and Devo. Five songs featured in this podcast refer to the first five forms that I've learned in Taekwondo. For those of you familiar with Taekwondo, I learned the Taiguk family of forms, as should be evident in the title of this podcast. And I only have a mere 5 months to learn the other three Taiguk forms, as I found out last week that I will be taking my black belt test in July. That's right, fucking July. I'm totally fucking freaking out hard about this because I expected to take the test next year, like in a whole calendar year from now, not like in the summer. So yeah, I'm totally fucking freaking out. And I think it's kind of apropos, even though I hate saying that word, to do this podcast now because I am really way past the halfway point when it comes to the journey to the black belt. Fortunately, I am going to take 2 years before I take my second degree black belt test, which is kind of cool because I thought I would be taking my first black belt test at the age of 35, and now I will be taking my second degree black belt test at the age of 35. Oh, yes, before I forget, I better mention all the Taiguk forms are called Pumse. Pumse is the Korean word for forms or something like that. Anyway, first up, we have Jako Homo, the song I used for the first Pumse, Taiguk Iljang. I figured it was fitting to use Jako Homo for the first form. It was sort of the beginning was the end type of thing. It's a very simple form, and I really love teaching it to yellow belts. This version of Jako Homo is from A092, the electric version.
Oh!
The Satisfied Mind from Shout is the second song for this podcast, and it corresponds to the second Taeguk form, Ijang. This is a very cool form, simple with a couple of tricky parts that end up being fun once you get them down. I actually used the first Fra line from A001 to learn one of the tricky parts of this form. It just worked fucking perfectly. I recently resynced this form to the lyrics, making it actually possible to do this form in time to the music. Maybe I'll do this as my second vidcast. Taeguk Samjang is the third form, and I never really studied it formally until recently because I skipped the purple belt, which is the belt that corresponds to this form in my dojang, which is to say my Taekwondo school. Now that we have purple belts at my dojang, I do this form a lot more often. I had it sort of set to watch us work it, but not really, so I recently changed it to penetration in the centerfold because I thought it would be cool. It's just my silly perverted mind working. This particular version of penetration in the centerfold is from A067. And no, Devo didn't write a song about the holes in the centerfold made by the staples. Thank you. Fourth up is Smart Patrol from A025, the song I used to learn Taeguk Sajang, the fourth form. I studied this form from August to December of last year, which is why it ended up being my first ever vidcast, because I learned it so much and I really, 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 really love Smart Patrol. It's one of my favorite songs and it is my absolute fucking favorite song to hear live. Last up from A080 is my fifth and current form, Taeguk Ojang. I've been looking forward to this form for a while because it is the blue belt form, and it is signifying the beginning of the second half of the journey to the black belt. It is so cool that I decided to use Going Under. This particular version that I'm playing for you today is from A080. This is also the first form I use the synth sounds as part of learning the form. I usually use the lyrics. Also very fucking cool is the fact that the word mutation always has the same movement for this form. A right back fist while doing a kiap.
Let's see some fingers.
And there you have it, episode number 29 of Positive Mutations, a Devo podcast. Special thanks, or should I say, kamsahamnida, to my husband Kevin for his support. It was his suggestion that I try Taekwondo in the first place, and I'm really fucking glad I finally stopped being stubborn and listened to him, because he's usually right about things like this. Kamsahamnida also to the folks in charge of U.S. Taekwondo, the school I go to, Headmaster Myung and Master Carson. They are awesome teachers, and I'm really, really lucky that I have them. Kamsahamnida also to Boogie Boy's Basement for 4/5 of the content of this podcast. Just so you know, I am actually starting to learn the 6th form, which is Taeguk Yukjang, because I am not going to take my test for my brown belt for a couple of weeks, and I already have Ojang down pretty fucking good. I decided to try to learn Yukjang because it's a bit complicated and it kind of reminds me of Sajang. And the song for Taeguk Yukjang is Mongoloid. It totally fits perfect. It's so fucking cool. I'm trying to gravitate more towards songs that Devo plays in their concerts, because if I ever have enough space and if I ever go to a Devo concert again, these things sync up. Or hell, if I actually make it to the fucking devotional this year, which I kind of doubt because my black belt test is going to be about 1.5 months before, and I don't know how many two bars I need for this whole venture, I would do these forms during the course of a live show. Total fucking fantasy of mine, and I don't think it'll come true. But then again, it was my dream to dance during soundcheck, and I actually got to do that, so who fucking knows? Sadly, I would like to note the passing of one of my chickens, Josie. She was here when we got the house, and she was always really cool, and I will miss her a lot. She is survived by her son, Deacon, and her daughter-in-law, Peg. Next show will be an instrumental show, and it will be a full show. It probably won't happen until sometime in March, but that's just the way it goes. I'm going to have to scale down to about 1 podcast a month until I get this whole black belt thing done. Way too much work to do. It is so duty now for the future, duty now for July. So that's where I will be. I am determined not to pod fade, so I figure scaling back to 1 show a month, which I've kind of been doing anyway, just make it official. That way I don't feel guilty about not putting out a podcast. You can email me at fof@luckynerd.com. Send me a private message on boogieboysbasement.com/forum. Find me on AltFanDevo as Pink Pussycat, or track me down on places such as Facebook and MySpace, Blogger, and all that kind of stuff. Sorry, my voice sounds kind of fucked up, but I'm getting over a cold. I was pretty damn sick last weekend, so it's kind of amazing that I can put out this podcast a mere week later. There are a couple of guest podcasts on the horizon, and more are always welcome. This is Fountain of Filth signing off, reminding you that lucky ones learn that love is blind. They don't deny, the satisfied mind never needs more, never regrets, and never keeps score.